In a world where terrorists plot devastating attacks on American soil, the line between necessary action and moral transgression blurs into dangerous territory. CIA counterterrorism operatives Mitch Rapp and Mike Nash navigate this treacherous landscape daily, making split-second decisions that politicians in Washington can't begin to comprehend. When two high-value Taliban prisoners at Bagram Air Base potentially hold information about imminent attacks, the clash between security imperatives and political oversight erupts into a crisis that will test America's most fundamental values. What happens when those sworn to protect us must break rules to save lives? And what price are we willing to pay for absolute security? This tension between what democracy demands and what survival requires forms the beating heart of a thriller that captivated presidents and intelligence professionals alike with its uncomfortable proximity to real-world dilemmas. At Bagram Air Base, Mike Nash watches senators demand Geneva Convention compliance for Taliban prisoners while intelligence officers wait days for legal approval of interrogation plans as leads go cold. When you have a bad day, a file gets lost, Nash tells the CIA Inspector General. When I have a bad day, one of my boys gets killed. This bureaucratic paralysis hampers operations while terrorist plots develop. Mitch Rapp works with Northern Alliance warlord General Dostum, whose intimidation tactics yield critical intelligence about terrorist cells heading to America. Meanwhile, Karim Nur al-Din prepares his attack cell. His transformation began in Afghanistan, seeing American special forces overwhelm Taliban fighters. This shaped his leadership philosophy. Elite units require selection that eliminates the weak. Karim executes Zakaria for failing standards. His Saudi background creates tensions, and his paranoia grows as their mission approaches. Unlike his men, he doesn't seek martyrdom. Allah has greater plans for him to lead a revolution against the Saudi royal family. Karim blends religious fanaticism, military pragmatism, and personal ambition. While Rapp lives solely for his work following his wife's murder, Mike Nash struggles to balance his dangerous career with family life, a contrast forming one of the story's compelling psychological dimensions. Nash awakens from a nightmare about being wounded in Pakistan, relieved to find himself home. Though physically recovered from shrapnel injuries, he suffers from headaches and emotional strain. His dark thoughts are interrupted by his one-year-old son Charlie's excited, "Dada, greeting!" This tender domestic scene contrasts sharply with Nash's professional reality. Hours earlier, he was interrogating terrorists. Now he's changing diapers with military precision. CIA Director Kennedy worries about Nash because, unlike the solitary Rapp, he must constantly shift between operations and family life. The strain affects Nash's marriage. His wealthy wife Maggie struggles to understand his work. When their son Rory fights at school defending his sister against vulgar comments, Maggie blames Michael's aggressive gene. "Stop being a lawyer and start being a mother," Nash tells Maggie, highlighting their different approaches to family challenges. Despite extensive monitoring, Karim's cell executes a devastating coordinated attack on Washington, D.C.'s political dining establishments. At 12:30 p.m. on a Thursday, bombs detonate simultaneously at three strategic locations, the Monocle, Hawk and Dove, and Bobby Van Steakhouse, during peak lunch hours when venues are filled with political figures. The attack's precision reveals meticulous planning. Karim's team studied American counterterrorism tactics and targeted restaurants previously identified in classified assessments, exposing intelligence leaks. Within hours, casualties reached 300, with many trapped in rubble. Secondary devices and emergency exits detonate 20 minutes later, precisely when first responders are conducting rescues. This calculated move kills several firefighters and paramedics, crippling the city's emergency response. Senator Lonsdale arrives at the operations center traumatized after learning her chief of staff died. Her journey from opposition to personal devastation mirrors the nation's collective shock. Kareem's masterstroke comes when a 12-man team in authentic SWAT gear breaches the National Counterterrorism Center, both an operational catastrophe and propaganda victory. As terrorists breach the National Counterterrorism Center, Rapp defies tactical wisdom. He charges directly at the six heavily armed attackers in SWAT gear. With remarkable speed and precision, he eliminates all terrorists, targeting vulnerable spots as he runs into their formation. This seemingly suicidal assault succeeds through sheer audacity. The terrorists, expecting Americans to seek cover, freeze momentarily at Rapp's direct approach. After neutralizing the threat, Rapp discovers the terrorists wear suicide vests set to detonate in under 45 seconds. He quickly organizes Nash and others to throw the bombers out windows before detonation. This saves countless lives, but their assistant Jessica lies dead with a bullet in her forehead. Meanwhile, Karim escapes with his lieutenant Hakim, planning to flee to Canada. Their relationship has deteriorated as Hakim increasingly questions Karim's cult of death mentality, a vulnerability Rapp will exploit. The contrast forms the narrative's moral center. Rapp risks his life for colleagues. Karim sacrifices followers while preserving himself. Rapp operates within accountability. Karim answers only to his interpretation of divine will. In the attack's aftermath, Senator Lonsdale undergoes a remarkable transformation. The politician who began the day determined to prosecute Rapp ends it by authorizing him to hunt down and kill Kareem without trial. "I was wrong about you," she tells Rapp and Nash. "I questioned your character, and in doing so, I may have hindered your investigation." This reversal comes after witnessing terrorism firsthand and losing her chief of staff in the bombing. Lonsdale's evolution embodies the book's central thesis. Abstract principles often collapse when confronted with concrete threats. Her commitment to civil liberties crumbles when faced with terrorism's human cost. As her chief of staff had noted, public opinion on enhanced interrogation shifts dramatically with context. While 90% oppose torture in principle, when told about a terrorist with information about an impending attack, 70% support it. Lonsdale announces her intention to chair the Intelligence Committee as penance, providing Rapp and Nash a letter pledging unwavering support regardless of political consequences. In a world of unexpected threats where traditional security approaches often fail, we must confront how far we should go to protect ourselves and what we might lose. This question permeates the narrative, offering no easy answers but forcing us to face uncomfortable truths. The story presents no simplistic heroes or villains, only flawed humans in impossible situations. Rapp employs harsh methods, knowing the stakes. Nash balances family with duty, and Senator Lonsdale evolves when confronted with terrorism's reality. Complex dilemmas emerge without simple solutions. Enhanced interrogation yields crucial intelligence while raising moral questions. Political oversight provides accountability but can impede effectiveness. The public's right to information conflicts with operational security. The story ends not in triumph, but continued vigilance. Nash returns to his wife, who notices his blood-stained shirt, but asks nothing. In the shower, emotion overwhelms him as he contemplates Jessica's death and her motherless sons. In this shadow war, the greatest danger may be failing to recognize that perfect solutions don't exist, only trade-offs requiring continuous reassessment.